We're doing Simin Tafre Samach Tes Seder Leil Simchas Torah. One long sif. The Machaber says, "B'makom shosin shnei yamim tovim." Places where they keep Yantif Sheni in Chutz Loretz, Leil Tishi on that ninth night, which means Simchas Torah, Makachim v'omrim zman. You say Kiddush and a Shechianu again, like every Yantif Sheni Shel Galias. Since Shmini Atzeres is a Yantif on its own, so its second day also gets a Shechianu. Ulamachar, and the next morning, Motziin Gimel Svarim, and here he goes through what he said in the previous Simen, when he was describing Simchas Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So in Chutz Loretz, that is done on Simchas Torah, which is the ninth day. Three Sifrei Torah are taken out, the first Vizol Sabracha, the second Bereishis, and the third one, the Maftir. Then the Mishnah Brura gives something of an introduction to the whole thing, and he discusses a minhag where people get together just before Simchas Torah and they drink and they eat. And he says he's got some problems with that. Problem number one, that first of all, people are drinking and sometimes they're drinking a little too much, and then they're going to go daven Mariv. The halach is if you drink a revius of wine, you're not supposed to daven Shmona Esrei right afterwards. So if you're about to daven Mariv, you shouldn't be drinking. Now the other problem is that in order to drink or eat anything after Shkia, Ben HaShemashis, you must first make Kiddush. In order to make Kiddush, you have to have a suda after that. Well, here comes another problem, because you haven't yet said Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. The halach is you're not supposed to have a suda before Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So what do you do? So for that, the Mishnah Berurah has something of a limut zchus. He says that since people are there together, we say that in a tzibur, one will remind the other. And as a result of it, it could be that there is no isser of eating before Krishna Shalavis. But they still have to make Kiddush and have to be careful not to have wine in a way that they won't be able to daven right afterwards. Now we go into the Minhagim of Simchas Torah as the Ramah brings them. So first of all, he says, that is the day that we are in joy and simcha. Sudas mishta, we actually make a suda legomra shel Torah for the siyum, for having finished and completed the entire kriyas Torah of the entire chumash. V'noagim shahamesayim haTorah v'hamaschil, that the ones who actually finished the Torah, the one that made the siyum on Vizol Sabracha, as well as the one who starts Bereishis, what we call the Chasm Torah and the Chasm Bereishis, Nodrim Nedavos, first of all, they are Nodiv Nedavos, they pledge donations to the shul, V'korim L'Acherim Lasos Mishta, and they make some kind of Mishta. The minig is that the Chasm Torah and Chasm Bereishis give Kiddush. The Chasm Torah, the minhag seems to be on Simchas Torah, and the Chasm Bereishis actually on Parshas Bereishis. But the Ramah says that they call them for a mishnah, and it would sound like he is talking about on Simchas Torah itself. It is brought down. Mishnah Berurah says that even an Ovel Toch Yud Beis Chodesh, who is not supposed to go to a Sudas Mereim, he doesn't normally go to parties, is allowed to go to a Kiddush, to a Suda, Lekavid, the Siyam of the Chamisha Chumash Torah and Simchas Torah. Now, Lechatchila, the Chasm Torah and the Chasm Bereishis should be people that are Muchtorim B'Torah. They should be Talmidei Chachamim, or at least they should be Chashev people in the community, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Chasm Torah and the Chasm Bereishis are allowed to have Aliyas in a different shul. They're allowed to have Aliyas in shul first and then have Chasm Torah or Chasm Bereishis. That is not a problem. But the Chasm Torah cannot be the Chasm Bereishis in the same shul. Because it looks as if he leaned from one Sefer Torah, they put that away, take out another one, and he leans again. That sounds like there was something wrong with the first one. So you're not supposed to have one person be Ola in two Sifrei Torah in the same shul. But he could be the Chasm Torah in one shul and then go to another shul and be the Chasm Bereishis. That would be mutter. Then the Ramah goes on and he says, "Vod noagim b'mdinas elu lahotzi b'simchas Torah arvis v'shachris kol sifrei Torah shebehechel." We take out all of the sifrei Torah, v'omrim zmiros v'sishpachos v'chol makom lefi minhago, and we sing the various minhagim of how to go about it. V'od, he brings down the minig of the hakafos, nagul lahakif im sifrei haTorah habimish v'beis haKnesses. Together with the sifrei Torah, the tzibur goes around the bima, k'moshim akifin im halulav. The same way that all week we went around the Bima with the Lulavim, so on Simchas Torah we go around the Bima with the Sifrei Torah. Hakol Mishum Simcha. All because of Simcha. Now there are many things that are brought down. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the importance of the Simcha and how Gdolei Yisrael said that how Gdolei Yisrael used to dance with all their might. We learn it out of David HaMelech. It says that he was Mecharka, he was Bechol Oz, in front of the Ara Arona Lakim. Gdolei Yisrael, who said that they were Zocha to all kinds of big things because of the way they were Sameach on Simchas Torah. So the Simchas Torah is a time that one is supposed to be besimcha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down those that have minhagim of being wild, of hitting one another and so on. And that, he says, has no place in Simchas Torah. Now the minhag is to do all kinds of things mishum simcha. There's also mention of places where they used to shoot firecrackers, gunpowder. And that's asur on Yontif. However, you're allowed to prepare before Yontif that you should have some gunpowder at the bottom of a candle, so that when the candle reaches the bottom, it will explode. That, he says, is mutter. Obviously, where there's no chash of danger or doing anything illegal. Then we go further. Od nohagu. V'nohagu od. Laharbos hakruim l'sefer Torah, that they call up lots of people. Our minig is to call up everybody. V'korin parsha achas harbe pamin v'nisir b'davar. You're allowed to read the same parsha over and over again. The minhag is that we only lane until Ma'ona, the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Until Ma'ona l'kei kedem, only until there we lane over and over. From there we already lane it for the Chasam Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says that because there's so much going on at the time of the Kriya, the shul should set aside that there be a group of 10 people that are listening to the whole Kriya Satorah. Otherwise it may be that you don't have a tzibur listening. The whole idea of Kriya Satorah is a chiv on the tzibur. So you could be laning over and over and over, and not a single time that you really have a tzibur paying attention to it. So you should set aside a group of people that is listening to Kriya Satorah constantly, so that you're going to have a minyan, a tzibur listening. Od nagu likros kol ha'na'orim l'sefer Torah. V'korim lehem parshas ha'malach ha'goel. According to the Ramah, the minag is to call up all the kids and to lane for them ha'malach ha'goel. Mishnah Berurah says the minig is to lane, to give them an aliyah for before Ma'ona. The minig is to give an aliyah of Parshas Vezos HaBracha. But he brings down before the bracha achareha, before the bracha after the kriya, what we do is we bless them. We give them a bracha of Hamalach HaGoah. He also says that it's ideal that only the Ola should make the bracha and everybody else should listen, as opposed to the minhag where everybody says the bracha together. Similarly, to give two people an aliyah together, some places have that. Mishnah Berurah says only one should make the bracha and the other one should listen. Otherwise, there is a chash of bracha levatola. The Ramah goes on. Od nagu l'sayim ha-Torah af al katan. He says, Mi'ikar ad-din, a katan can also be ola for maftir. And not only maftir, but could be ola for the last aliyah, for chasim Torah. However, even though there are those who say that you need a Talmud Chacham. Meaning the Ikar Adin is that you can even have a cotton. However, there are those who say that you should have a Talmud Chacham. Further, what happens if a place only has two Sifrei Torah? So what do they do? So the Ramah says, Vezos HaBracha in the first, Bereishis in the second, and then Maftir back in the first. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only if they turned the first back to Maftir in time. But if they didn't, then they may as well keep, they're going to have to turn anyway, they'll have to be gold the Sefer Torah anyway, they may as well be gold the second one and not take out another Sefer Torah. It means you don't switch Sifrei Torah. Switching Sifrei Torah is not ideal, because it always raises the chashash that maybe there was something wrong with the previous Sefer Torah. But we do it in order to save the Tircha the Tzibur of waiting while we're gold the Sefer Torah. If you're going to have to be gold the Sefer Torah anyway, you may as well keep the same one. It's only if, while they were laning from the second one, the first one was moved all the way to the maftir, there it's good to use the first one for the maftir. It happens to be closer anyway because it was in Mezos HaBracha. But there you would do it. But if it's a matter of being gold b'tzibur, you are not, you're better off not being gold the Sefer Torah b'tzibur, and instead, excuse me, you're better off being gold the Sefer Torah that you're laning b'tzibur, rather than taking out a different Sefer Torah. V'chein osim kol makon b'inin gimel Sefer Torah v'ein lem rak shtayim, and the Ramah says that is true in any situation where you only have two Sefer Torah and you need three. say a case of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, another case of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Parshas, either Parshas Shkolim or Parshas HaChodesh, where you end up having three Sifrei Torah. So in both of those cases, if you only have two, while the second one is being lain, there's supposed to be Golel the first one, and then you use the first one for the third. And if you weren't Golel it, then you're better off using the second for the second and the third.